Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
In your place of work, say it's a standard corporate office, are you particularly concerned about how it smells? Apparently there's an increasing trend where banks and corporations and even airlines are pumping out signature scents. The thing is, they won't say why. The columnist on corporate life at the Financial Times, Polita Clark, has been looking into it. Good afternoon, Polita.
Hello, Sean.
Could you give us a few examples of the of scents that are being pumped around offices and businesses?
Well, it turns out that JP Morgan, the Wall Street Bank, has what it calls a signature scent in its new global headquarters on Park Avenue in Manhattan. Goldman Sachs' London offices, I'm told, also have a scent that a friend of mine who visited recently said that she was sure it was Mojave Ghost, which is a luxury fragrance that sells for up to £390 a bottle. So I guess lucky Goldman Sachs workers. But they're by far the not the only ones. The other groups, including WeWork and Air France and other companies, are also deciding to use these scents or fragrances or specialized perfumes in various areas that people or customers visit.
Okay. Now, is there a particular reason, or are there, I suppose if it's you go into JP Morgan, and I don't know, on an unconscious level, it might remind you you're in JP Morgan, though I don't see how you'd wander in there by accident. As far as you can ascertain, what's the purpose behind this?
I mean, it's a really curious question, actually, because although the companies that make these special corporate scents claim that there are reasons to put them in, say, department stores because people apparently like the smell and so they linger longer and therefore they might spend more, it's not entirely clear to me why you would want it in a bank. I guess there is a sense that it just makes people feel more warmly towards the place they're in. Perhaps workers feel more relaxed on the way in and even on the way out. There's all sorts of theories about this, but I have to say the research on this is a little bit scant, so it's kind of difficult to know that that perfumes and fragrances and scents really do have an effect on worker or even just ordinary visitor productivity or even their spending habits.
But presumably there are companies who've managed to sell this idea, and from what you've said, this is kind of high-end stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, I should say that Goldman Sachs didn't actually confirm or deny whether or not they were using that particular scent or indeed any scent. But there are actually a lot of these companies that make these scents, and they do claim that in the example of one called Air Aroma, which is used by a lot of high-end luxury firms, they create memorable and emotionally resonant environments that attract customers and encourage longer visits and so forth. So I guess there is a sense that the scent, a certain sort of scent, can actually make a difference to what companies are offering.
That sounds more like a vibes kind of thing rather than there's necessarily any science to back it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. In fact, since writing it, I've had been contacted by quite a few people who tell me they get terrible headaches from any kind of scent that's inflicted upon them in public places, and they absolutely dread it. And in fact, someone's written an entire book on this in Australia. I'd say, again, I'm not sure that the science is absolutely rock solid one way or another, but what is clear is that a lot of these scents are being designed by, well, in the case of Air France, master perfumers, and the recipes are not exactly out there in the public domain. So there is a bit of suspicion and concern about some perfumes. I think by and large, people just basically want to breathe air that doesn't smell too foul or ferociously bad, and a more or less happy and working environment that provides that.
Well, I suppose you could see the logic of it depending on your place of work. But if you worked in a slaughterhouse or something, pumping perfume in might be a help. But in an open plan office, probably not.
I've never worked in a slaughterhouse. I have worked on a fishing boat. A lot of fresh air out there, but there were places under the hold where, dash of perfume might have been quite a good thing. But yeah, absolutely. I think basically the bottom line is that what people want in the office when it comes to things that make them feel more comfortable are pretty basic. You know, they want to be able to make phone calls in private. They want to be able to adjust the temperature so they don't freeze or boil. They like outside views. They like natural light. And they don't want air that makes them feel horrible. They don't want it to be anything that's filled with a nasty odor. But they really don't tend to say, what I really want is perfumed air. But in many cases, it seems that's exactly what they're getting.
Okay. It would also it would have a homogenizing effect as well on employees. Everybody would eventually smell the same. That's quite disturbing.
I guess that's right. If it was strong enough, that's possibly right.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that.
I wonder would that encourage or discourage inter-office romances, that your pheromones would be kind of suppressed that way. So, unless you really loved yourself, I suppose. Polita Clark is columnist on corporate life at the Financial Times. Polita, thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
One of our listeners says they have to pump out the scent to cover the smell of BS.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.